This week on Clown College.
I'm sorry, I can't wait any longer, dude. Right. Brandon has been traumatized by the new Garfield movie.
Yes.
It's an animated movie for children. And Brandon has been talking about it like it is the most grotesque motion picture ever created. Please explain to the people.
Elaborate.
I saw it last night in 3D at like 10 o'clock at night. And it scarred me, man. Like,
welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
Joe. Gotta take my testosterone max blocker.
Hell yeah.
My EP. Oh, is that an N? Look how it is, dude.
Where is it? EP.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's not dumb. At least not in this situation. But yeah, it is an N. You're just old. Your vision's bad.
Yeah, dude, you ain't lying. I got contacts into you. You know I never take these motherfuckers out.
Dude, we got King Nitric Oxide, top shelf.
Damn.
More size, more blood flow, less fatigue, and it's got an eggplant emoji. That's how you know it's FDA approved. You know?
Oh, shit.
So does it really got an eggplant emoji on there?
And the heart is the heart emoji.
Oh, shit.
Like the realistic heart, but... Yeah.
Thanks to Scott Curtis.
I like putting stuff in my body that's a medical supplement that has emojis on it. That's good for you.
That's the good shit. He said this is top. It says top shelf.
It has to be top shelf, dude. That's definitely not a white labeled supplement from China, dude. It's not.
So what's the size on?
Penis.
What? Oh, the penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it has.
It's gonna get more blood pumping.
Oh,
to your extremities.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Our bad, Brandon.
Yeah, nah, man.
My bad, dude. I wasn't even gonna share with you anyway.
I understand. He gave me that what was that thing called? The moo milk or something like that. Where it helps your whole body system and everything. It's been good. I've been using it.
You've been using it?
Oh yeah.
Is that why you stopped up right now?
Could be. Because I have to use, well, I don't use real milk. I use like almond milk or that lactate.
Uh-huh.
You don't like regular milk?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm lactose intolerant.
Me too.
But I still, you know, I don't give a fuck. I still eat ice cream, cheesecake, and all that. But if I could avoid sometimes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
doesn't sound hard. Like you're trying to avoid it at all.
Yeah. I mean, regular milk, I don't know, man. It's an addiction.
Do you like 2% or whole milk if you're just drinking?
I grew up on 2%.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like the whole.
Never the whole.
Whole's
I like
better,
to taste it in there, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah, I don't drink no more. I'm like you, almond milk.
Vanilla almond milk.
Yep.
I'll drink
unsweetened.
Like a regular glass of milk every once in a while, dude. Mm-hmm. With a PB&J, there's nothing like it, man. You know, my dad drinks a glass of milk with every meal.
For real?
No matter what he's eating, he drinks a glass of milk with it.
So he goes out. He's like a glass of milk.
He doesn't eat out.
Oh, he does.
He just eats at home. Like, he'll eat two Hot Pockets with a glass of milk, dude.
Ooh.
I don't like how you respond.
Yeah,
to that,
right.
Dude. Nah, dude, that's cool.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't wait any longer, all dude. Right. Brandon has been traumatized by the new Garfield movie.
Yes.
It's an animated movie for children. And Brandon has been talking about it like it is the most grotesque motion picture ever created. Please explain to the people.
Elaborate.
I saw it last night in 3D at like 10 o'clock at night. And It scarred me, man. Like, because I was like, dude, Garfield is just fucked up inside. Because think about it, dude. He's eating all this food as an addiction problem because his dad left him near a dumpster. And then his dad come back because some shit's fucked up and keep telling him these stories. And he just keep on being like, man, you're right, Dad. That's all right. Well, no, man. He just left you. You know what I mean? And then they got this scary-ass, wrinkly, ballsy-looking dog that's big as fuck. And they trying to fucking kill Garfield, man. He almost died 5 times. They should have died. They all should have died, but they didn't. It was fucked up.
Brandon.
Yeah, you'll see.
I don't. That was kind of scary, honestly. Yeah.
And but, it was a little racist, too, because the dad was black, man.
Brandon.
But, hey, what up, son?
Do you think that maybe this hits a little close to home?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's weird.
The
it's
food weird. Addiction.
I know, I know.
But, and, but. Well,
he could have been a drug addict, but he was a food addict.
And the wrinkly dog, maybe a family like a member that was close to you that tried to do something five times.
No, man.
It's all starting to make sense now that you explain it like that, dude.
Oh, no, that dog was trying to kill him, though, man. It was because at first he was trying to kill him, but then he was like, man, I can't fucking kill this. That's when you see it, it's going to haunt you, man.
No, I don't think.
Can you pull up a picture right, yes, of the dog? Please. Is it a scary dog? Because I'm imagining Garfield. Like a Beethoven-looking dog.
But he said his dad was black.
Yeah, he was like, hey, what up, man? Like, if you hear it, he just has, like, black stripes, which is weird.
He's and mixed.
Then, remember when he said in the front room earlier, he was like, his dad's black. And you were like, yeah, it's played by Chris Pratt. He was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of scary dog. Looking Garfield. 2024. Right,
no, that's the good Garfield. I remember those days, man. That's back in the. Look at that. Hold on, you got.
That's
see.
His dad.
No, that's not his dad. That's not his.
Is that a dog?
Hold on, where's his dad? His dad is right there.
Oh,
He's orange.
I know, but dude.
Well, how is he black?
Him. You'll hear him. You'll hear him.
Go to cast.
Is that the crazy dog you were talking about that was trying to kill him?
Yeah. Hold on, Garfield movie.
Hey, who made this movie?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to stream it cast. Hold on, who made this? Let's find out who made this.
Because you guys are scaring Brandon. This is supposed to be a fact. It's Ben Rames' dad is friendly.
We're going to boycott this.
Oh
shit.
My gosh. This
is that who it was?
This is the dad. Man.
Yeah, Ben
the dude
Rames.
That was on Chuck and Larry, you remember?
So his dad is black, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, let's see.
It has Bo and Yang in it, and I'm out all the way. Asian Heritage Month is over. I can't hold it back
Wait,
anymore.
What character? Well, first of all, he's in a movie about cats and dogs.
Mark
typical.
Mm-hmm. You said who?
Took him a second. Samuel L. Jackson is in the
he's
movie?
He's in everything. Damn.
Oh, he's Vic. My bad. He's
the dad?
Yeah, he's the dad. Okay.
So who does Ving Rhames play?
Otto. Man, who is Otto? I forgot who Otto was already.
I love my favorite Ving Rhames line is.
Oh, shit. Otto was funny as fuck, man.
Is that a bull?
It's like Romeo and Juliet, man.
What?
Yeah. He's trying to get his cow back. And they stole his girl. He ain't having it. He's like, man, we're going to rob this place.
That blind. Pink thing?
That's a
oh, yeah.
Pig.
This is his girl right here. No, this cow, man, dude. And when I saw, I was like, I know once he get this cow back, he going to hit that thing up. And that's exactly what happened. Because they show that.
What? Yeah. What do they show?
Oh, well, okay, so.
I think
so,
that was a video so you looked up on your phone.
No,
afterwards.
I was watching it in the movie. I was like, man, they finna smash or do some shit. I can tell you that, especially with that cow ass. And then as soon as I said that, they literally jump into each other and then they had to cut the scene. Cause of stuff.
I thought this was a children's
movie. Yeah.
It's very children, but the kids probably don't get
but
it.
But it scared you? It has sex in it?
No,
bestiality?
Man. I thought that was cool. But
but you were scared at points during this movie.
No, I just feel, that dog scared the shit out of me, that creepy-ass dog. But what I was more concerned about Garfield because I was like, all this time, I was like, damn, this fat cat, like you just eat garlic. What is that, lasagna all day and shit? But in reality, he's just trying to get over his dad issues.
Yeah.
Because his dad left him. He was like, I'll be right back, son. And he never fucking came back. And then he going to come back and be like, wait a minute, man. The reason I wasn't there because you weren't there when I came back. I don't believe it. I mean, I don't know.
You're
man.
Not buying it?
I'm not.
He's phony, dude.
I feel like they just made it a kid version because they're like, kids, okay, we got to make it childlike. So he was like, I'll watch you outside the window all your life. I don't know, man.
So for all the bastard children out there, dude, it's actually your fault because you weren't by the dumpster when your dad came
exactly.
back.
Exactly, you walked off. And then
your fault.
This is the dad's crazy side bitch or something like that that's trying to kill him because she got sent in a pen for 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, what? Man.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack with this movie. So, Brandon, you also said that this was 10 p.m. at night when the movie started.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird for a children's movie to start that late. Was there anybody else in the theater?
There's some people up in the back, very high up.
Yeah. They were fucking?
Probably.
Where were you sitting?
Oh, man, I sat near right above the handicap section because I was good. Like straight in the middle.
Yeah.
And yeah, man.
I go a little bit back, but I like that pick.
Yeah. Because nobody was around. I was making sure. I was like, okay.
Were you by yourself?
No, my girl was there.
We had a date night last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude. My bad.
Yeah.
She didn't like it either.
You got a popcorn?
She didn't like the movie.
No. Nah, she
was scared too?
Oh, no, she was confused. She was like, what the fuck is this, Brandon? You good? I was just the whole time, I was like, this is some shit. This is crazy. And, yeah, man, we got that combo. We had the large popcorn.
And what kind of sodies did you get?
What type of what?
Sodies.
Sodies? What's
sodas?
That? Okay, you said sodas.
Yeah, that was a real enigma code.
I didn't get the soda. I got the icy. The blue raspberry icy.
Good solid choice.
So you get an icy, you get popcorn?
Yep, and a Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, that was $500.
I was going to say, that's a good date night.
Got a
right
good
there.
Discount.
Okay.
Good discount. And ate all that.
I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the movie, man.
Oh, man.
I knew he was looking forward to that for a while.
Yeah.
He was
it
talking
just threw
for
me
weeks
off.
About
oh, he should have been dead.
Yeah, but he
you wanted him to
no,
die?
No, I didn't want him to, but dude, there was too many situations where I was like, there's no way.
Do you remember one of his close
dude,
calls?
Dude, okay, so they start falling to their death, the first one, and then he bounced back up off the trampoline. They're like, yo, we made it. And then the other dude made him fall back down to his death again, and they often die, but at the last minute, that dog with all the wrinkles, his flaps go up and start waving, and they all live because of that. And I was like,
it, like, parachutes him down?
Yes, and I was like, in real life, that would have been it. I'm
yeah, but Brandon, you know, this is a cartoon.
I know.
And
this it's about talking animals.
I know they got kidnapped, man. They didn't even want to do this. They got kidnapped.
I don't think realism is a factor.
It had nothing
at play.
To do with this.
Of all movies, realism plays no part in a Garfield movie.
I know, but it was so crazy. They made the owner go crazy, man. He was crazy, man.
What's his name? John?
Let me see.
That little fucking cuck dude.
Oh, I forgot
him?
About that. Who played him?
He has.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Hold on. Let me go back to the cast. Okay, so his name, John. Okay, so this is who played him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a Beast from X-Men.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's a good pick.
Can you go back to the Garfield thing and then go to the images?
Yeah, I got you.
Can you click on that one in the top left?
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how you found him.
So this is the movie that scared you? This well, one, this Garfield movie,
it
was, right?
It's fucked up. It just made it, hey, Garfield looks different to me now, man.
He
that's
looks
why
pretty
funny.
Cute. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how old he is. I don't want to get in any legal trouble, but he seems cute, man.
This mm-hmm. is when it happened, man. This is when he got abandoned.
He looks pretty happy though.
No, he look. You can see it through his eyes, man. He's fucked up.
I'm sorry, man. Okay, man. We can switch topics, dude.
Yeah,
I didn't...
I'm sorry, Garfield. Look at that. He don't even love. You can
he
tell.
Does look upset, dude. Yeah. I'm not.
He should be
I'm
happy.
Not gonna deny that.
And then look at that. He's mad. His dad right there, just like, damn, son, why are you mad at me? He knows.
That's a big ass cat.
Yeah, it's
man.
A big ass cat. He has a lot of weight on him from yeah. all that shit. All the people he left.
Oh, so you're saying his physical weight is symbolism for the weight of all his like his wrongdoing.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. man. Everybody he turned his back on.
I don't think anybody else dug that deep into it.
No.
Man, but I like where you're going with it. Dude, you should be a movie critic.
Cause this is hypnotizing to see somebody go that deep into fucking Garfield.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to watch this movie and then think back on the conversation of how Brandon interpreted it.
I have to go watch it.
And
now.
It breaks it all down, too. You'll see. You'll be like, damn, Brandon, damn.
Did you cry?
I didn't.
Did you get close?
Why'd you say it like that?
I didn't cry. There was a part where I was,
cry right now,
there was a part where I was like, damn, man. Damn, that's crazy. I didn't cry.
What was the
maybe,
part?
Maybe a little sniffle.
I was like, damn. Maybe.
Some tears welled up, but nothing fell.
Man, I thought, I was looking at it, I was like, this touched deep. It touched deep. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy. Like, the shit, because it's like, you believe it. I'm like, I was like, thank God it's a kid movie, because if this wasn't a kid movie, it would have been a bad way. It would have been all lies, but since it was a kid movie, I guess this instance it was right, and he saved the day.
Who?
I guess the... Garfield.
Garfield
and
they, saved the day,
yes,
right?
Yes, and yeah, the dad, I mean, the dad was there, and then... Yeah, man.
It looks like it's rough for you.
It's a crazy movie, man. It's crazy. Like, when you guys see
it's so deep.
It's so deep. It's the deepest cartoon I've ever seen.
Yeah, hey, Would you say it has layers, man?
Layers?
Just like lasagna.
Oh, hell yeah. Lasagna and that dog.
That's really, the lasagna is a metaphor for life, dude. Yeah. Because exactly. Sometimes, you know, you just got to get through all those layers of pasta to get to the sauce, dude.
That Parmesan was probably cocaine. Because he's fucked up.
Maybe.
Damn, man.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny it. I didn't see the film. But I don't understand, why does Garfield's dad look like he has fur, and then Odie and Garfield are real smooth like?
Oh, because he's a wild cat. He in the wild. Like, he even told him, when he was like, man, I'm a street cat. You know what I mean? You're a house.
That's why he had to leave him, because he was a street cat.
Yeah, he was like.
He can't let these babies hold him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like this movie is racist somehow, dude. Yeah.
Then he realized his son was a pussy, and he was like, that's why I kidnapped you. No, man, you kidnapped him because you're in a fucked up situation, and you want help.
Mm-hmm.
So Garfield's dad was in trouble.
Yes.
And he came back to get Garfield to help him out. What trouble did he find himself in?
Oh, well, he left somebody else. He was fucking with this other cat, this girl. And shit was hitting off when they tried to rob the Moo Moo truck, right? They were trying to steal that milk, because milk is money to them.
Yeah.
And when they did that shit went sideways, and then she got caught, and he was like, man, I'm out. I gotta go. Yeah. So he took off and left her. He's like, I'll be back with her. And left her. And now she's like, I'm gonna get my goons, these dogs I found in prison, because, you know, prison was crazy.
Was it the pound?
Oh, yeah, man. They went to the pound. And these dogs were fucking crazy. Like, when you see that big-ass dog named Vic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so those are all pound dogs she got coming
together.
Yes.
Those are
the ones she released a pound on his ass.
Yeah, they broke out together. And thankfully, they changed up. They're like, nah, man, we can't fuck this over no more.
I feel like this is a mob film.
A little bit.
I can't wait to watch it now, just with all this in my head.
Yeah. You're going to like it.
It doesn't seem like you liked it.
Yeah.
It was weird to me. It was very, because it changed my whole experience with Garfield now. Like, I'm never going to think of Garfield the same.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like you're hurt right now.
Because I realized, I was like, this is a whole trauma, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Damn.
Yeah, but he rised above it.
Yeah,
he came out on top, right?
Yeah. Now
that's all that matters.
Now his fat-ass dad right there with him in the chair. That's the only thing he accomplished.
There's some anger, dude. There's some.
I'm sorry.
There's some aggression, dude. It's okay, man. Let it out.
Yeah, let it out.
I'm just like, because that's the only thing he accomplished. Now his dad can pull it up and spend his dude's tab. Well, you know, fuck it. Yeah, his man's tab. I'm going to say that to the owner. Because he was like, man, I adopted him. And now, he stole the tab. Now he got a big-ass couch. And now they both sit next to each other in a big couch. While the dad getting all his extra food, too, now.
Damn, I'm sorry, dude.
Brandon is so mad about this. I don't mean to laugh, man. But
in the kid world, I think it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
In the real world, if that was real, it's something behind this.
Yeah. He forgave.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He forgave.
He did. And I guess the message, you gotta believe that message, I guess, you know? You gotta forgive.
You do, bro.
This is the craziest.
That's crazy.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, 100%. You're right. I haven't even watched the movie. I guarantee you're right about everything right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a social commentary, dude, on the state of American families, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. See, even on the headline right here, look at that. How much you want to bet Vic abandoned Garfield on a Monday?
Brandon, what is this? There's
fuck,
a Garfield Reddit?
Yeah, that's how deep it is, man.
Oh my god, dude, are you the admin on here?
Has this always been the story of Garfield, though?
Oh, I have no idea about that.
I don't know.
I mean,
so what does Monday have anything to do with?
Oh, he hates Monday.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I hate
Monday. That's where I came.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck with Mondays.
Damn, dude. Can we get on the Garfield Reddit and see what other people are saying about this, dude?
Yeah, let's see.
I'm willing to bet.
Okay, it says, oh my gosh, look at this. The idea of filmmakers giving a sad backstory to why Garfield hates Mondays would both be insanity stupid, but also hilarious. What?
Damn, dude.
Oh, okay. These people haven't seen it yet.
Yo, they're talking about trauma. Look, that one. That actually could be Garfield's reasoning for hating Mondays in the movie. He associates it with the trauma of having his father leave him.
Uh-huh. I mean, it probably won't happen because that's a heavy for a Garfield movie, but still, and that's exactly what they did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Unless this is you that posted this.
These are all 7 months ago.
Yeah, seven months ago. It just came out.
The movie just came out.
Yeah, it just came out on the 24th.
He's saying that's the backstory, but it's too heavy for them to put in a Garfield.
Dude, go to the main Reddit. I'm into this now, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't know this whole episode was going to be about Garfield, but now it is.
Yeah, I know.
Scroll up.
Nothing.
And then click on r/Garfield up there. It's going to show us the whole thing. Oh, well, this is just...
Press exit in that corner.
Normal.
You said right here?
No, to the right, where it says sign into Google.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about. There we go. Look at that Lego.
What is that?
What, this?
Oh, that's just a Lego.
That's scary,
I thought he had some blood.
But he's like a...
This person got a Garfield vibrator? Tattoo?
What? Let me see.
All right, if you come back and you have this, bro.
Oh my god,
oh never, man, that's out the window.
Why? Because of the movie?
Yeah, the Garfield situation.
They called Garfield a Maine Coon
situation.
A Maine Coon? Oh hell, what the fuck?
Maine Coon kitty.
That's weird.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That's probably what it's called.
Kind of Garf, okay.
Oh yeah, that's that big cat. Oh, have you seen those?
Never.
Look that up, Brandon. Those are actually
Maine
cool.
Kitty cat.
Coon.
There it is, dude.
Yeah.
Cat. They're expensive. I forgot.
Oh man, these cats are cool as hell.
Yeah, dude. It's like look at that white one. Click on the white one with that lady. There? Look at that thing.
Damn, I think it's that big.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
Cat's not.
Oh, it's a
look at one. Look at his eyes.
Yeah, he looked mad as fuck.
Hell yeah. I'd be scared of cats.
That almost looks like a dude in an Easter Bunny costume.
Exactly. Why is she holding him like that?
She's motherfucker like, heavy.
She finna slam his ass.
Brandon, I know you have some aggression towards Garfield, dude, but we can't support animals.
Oh, yeah, no. I love cats. You know I am with Squeaks, man. I love cats.
Dude, if Squeaks was that big, he'd probably kill Jake.
For sure, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's I hope so.
Squeaks would kill Jake's within the first, if like he just passed out for 24 hours, he'll start nibbling on his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Jake probably wakes up in the morning sometimes and he's like gnawing on his finger or something.
Without a doubt.
Bears start from the ass when they eat a person.
Oh, yeah.
So where do you think cats start? The eyes?
Eyes. Soft tissue. Eyes, nose, lips.
Genitals, maybe?
If you got nothing on, yeah.
Yeah, that's chimpanzees.
They ain't gonna get through the jeans, though, you know.
Yeah, that's why you gotta sleep in jeans.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Now you understand
your
dad. Yeah.
Thank you, dude. You actually helped me understand something about my own life.
You should be a therapist, Brandon.
Hey, I would do it. I would do it.
You can't prescribe yourself medicine, though.
No. That's why you just got to take it. Shit. The fuck? It's right there. Just pour some out. Give them that. You keep the rest.
You got to take a few pills off the top.
One for you, one for me.
Yeah, one for you, five for me. I'm more fucked up. All right, good.
Oh, shit. Oh, we had some other crazy stuff. Well, you had something crazy happen.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
You got to tell them about this.
Yeah, so I had to drop my girlfriend off at the Nashville airport earlier this week, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming back on the way home. And the interstate splits into two lanes, and it was rush hour traffic. I took the wrong one. And I was on some street in Nashville. Like, it wasn't downtown, but businesses on either side, like rush hour traffic, cars whirring. I stopped at this gas station because I have to piss, dude. And I want a little snack, man. I got one of the Coke Zeros and the Tall Boy cans. Makes you feel like you're an American, dude. A little pastry, a baked good. I'm having a good time. I pee. I go to get, and when I get to the gas station, there's these two homeless fellas just arguing, just yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I mind my own business, and I go in there, and I take a little bit. But when I come out, like, everybody's yelling and screaming, and there's a crowd of people around them, and they're, like, swinging on each other. And this dude, one of the homeless guys, pushes this other dude, like, in the chest. He stumbles back, hits his heel on the curb, and falls back and gets smashed by a car.
Ooh.
like 50, 55 miles an hour, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Like, this dude, 100%. The other guy who pushed him ran off. They're calling the cops. People are screaming. It's craziness. That dude, 100%, either died on impact or died of his injuries, like internal bleeding or something, dude.
Dude, when you told me that, when you told me it isn't a text message, and I'm just thinking, like,
yeah,
he got hit by a car. Like, I was thinking max 25. I don't know why I was thinking that, but I was like max 25 miles an hour. If he got pushed into the street, he got hit going 50 miles an hour. Shit. Jesus Christ.
There was just like no stoplights in that stretch. And it's just like right at 5:30, everybody's going home from work, and SUV.
Damn,
lady was crying. But it just wasn't her fault.
It hit him and he flew.
Yeah, he like ragdolled, like tumbled a little bit. But yeah, he was, yeah.
He didn't
go under the car or anything.
He got hit and pushed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
And the lady braked pretty fast. But, I mean, there was nothing she could have done to avoid it.
No.
I mean, that he just, like, that was a freak, like, final destination type.
Damn.
That's literally murder. He just,
yeah.
Because he knew if he pushed them.
Yeah.
Push somebody by the street. You know what I'm saying? How old were they?
I have no idea. You can never tell.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Two dudes and just, you know.
They look old.
Rest in peace. I mean.
Hey, see if you can find it.
Maybe for you. Yeah, let's see. Look it up. It was in Nashville.
Nashville
it was,
homeless fight.
It was Wednesday. Nashville homeless fight.
Homeless fight goes wrong.
Dude, imagine somebody recorded it. You just see me. Right. And I got my Coke Zeroes.
You just like, get in the car and leave.
He didn't help it. Yeah, I didn't help at all, dude. There was nothing I could have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said,
I mean, what do you want me to perform emergency surgery?
Damn,
dude?
Nope. Let's just say fight. Run
driver.
Gas is that station. It?
Homeless in Nashville. Help our neighbors. Like,
nah, because those are all 20. Nah. Car. Let's just say fight. Which
might
gas
not, they might not have said it was homeless.
It was a twice daily.
Twice daily?
Yeah. I don't know if you'll find it, man, but RIP, dude.
Damn. Hold on. Nashville.
They probably didn't put homeless in the title.
Yeah, just say normal.
I guess it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
A life is a life, you know?
Yeah, they may not put it on there.
Hey, man. Well, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if he made it.
Or maybe he pulled through, dude. Yeah,
maybe.
I doubt it. I doubt it, bro.
If you made it and you're watching this, we don't have any money or anything. But
you can be on the pod.
Yeah, you can be on the
pod.
We'll
cook you a meal.
Cook you a nice meal, dude.
Yeah, dude. We'll make it worth
your
while.
You can use the shower. I got extra.
Yeah. Just don't shower with my hand soap I got in there, dude. I'll be upset if you do that.
Get a nice hug.
That's what Brandon will be doing.
Brandon,
real quick.
Brandon.
Real quick.
You offered it, Brandon.
I know. Give me a quick hug. Quick.
Side. What? Side. Not full frontal hug.
Yeah.
Side hug.
Yeah. All right. We can do that.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I like
you
that.
You can do full frontal.
I'm good. I don't like that. Because
hey, if you want to fucking embrace this man.
Nah, I got you, man. Because he could be a, I don't know.
But, okay, so you see everybody offers something and you offered a hug.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Man, because, I mean, you guys said everything. So I was like, man, let me say something.
Yeah. But you wanted to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Water.
Real quick. Yeah.
A joint, maybe.
You know what?
A beer.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
That's a gotta give a beer.
Dude. You can have a 12
pack. I know your kidneys are failing already from that fucking impact, dude. So
Jesus Christ.
Chug you one, man.
Tough dude.
Shit, man. That was bad.
Damn.
That was really bad.
Did they ever catch the other guy?
I don't know. He pretty fast.
Wow.
He dipped out. I mean, I saw everything happen, but I was in so much disbelief. I wasn't really like, I didn't watch where the dude went. I was just looking at the dude on the ground like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That dude just got hit by a fucking car.
Damn. Yeah,
that's what everybody did.
It was like The Lion King, dude.
Oh.
Damn.
When Scar fucking.
Mufasa?
Yeah.
On the edge?
It was just like that, dude.
Let's see.
Not really, but. Oh, and he got hit by the wildebeest. You remember the wildebeest stampede?
Oh, damn.
Dude, it's fucking Lion King. That's the circle of life.
Homeless
man.
Edition. That's, man.
What
damn. Dude,
right
it was kind of like that.
Damn. Go to the world of wildebeest.
But it was at a gas station.
Let's see if they got a I'll just search it up. Mufasa, wildebeest.
Wildebeest. Yeah, one of them wilder beast.
There it is.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Now imagine that was.
Fuck.
And, yeah, dude.
Perfect picture.
Oh my gosh, it was just like that.
Oh, and here go him getting pushed. This one we got. Damn, man.
That's what it looked like.
Damn.
No, man. That.
Damn. Shit. And this, oh man, this him on the ground.
Yeah.
This is you watching. You're like, damn. Damn.
Oh, dear, dude.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Or hopefully he's still living. I hope he's still.
Yeah, he's out there. Guys, he got up.
Hey, dude, if he believed in the Lord, he'll always be with us.
Truly.
Praise be.
All right, man. I'm glad that we talked about lighthearted subjects today, like family trauma and murder.
Murder. Yeah. But sometimes you witness a murder.
Sometimes you watch your family get murdered.
That's true.
It happens.
Damn. Yeah, those people are out there.
Yes. Shame. It's a damn shame.
Brandon, what's the movie that you've seen that you cried the most watching?
What would I have cried? Oh, man, I got to think of one. What's a movie that... You mean like that touched my heart or what?
Yeah.
Oh, there was one movie. The Good Dinosaur.
Didn't that come out recently?
I never even heard of this.
I think this is a newer one.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, when did this come out?
2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I remember my dog was sick and I was watching that, and then I don't know why the dinosaur howled, and that just hit me because I'm like, damn. That's like my dog. And I'm like that kid.
So that's your tearjerker right there, huh?
It was, yeah.
He looks like a sweet dinosaur, man.
Man, he was the best.
He's good.
Yeah, look at that dinosaur, man. He looks so special. In both ways.
Yeah.
You got a tearjerker?
Movie? There has to be one, man. I know I've probably cried at some... I mean, definitely Schindler's List. If you don't cry at that, I mean...
I didn't.
Well, you're half German, dude, so...
I thought it was a family movie.
Boy in the Striped Pajamas pretty hard. I don't know why I keep going with the Nazi stuff.
Yeah,
you're heavy in the Nazi.
It is sad.
Yeah, it's definitely sad.
It's fucking sad, dude.
Yeah.
It's sad. I don't know what else. Oh, dude, what's that movie where they play baseball inside of an internment camp, the Japanese people?
I don't know.
I thought you were about to say
Field of Dreams.
Oh, fuck that, dude. Cornfield. Nah, look at where they play baseball inside of an internment camp. It might have been a Disney original.
The last time I cried in the movie was Infinity War when Spider-Man.
That's almost worse than the fucking good.
But when he disappeared.
What are you talking about?
Movie. Mr. Stark. That's stupid. That was a meme. Dude. They got turned into a meme.
It was Spidey.
Look at this. American pastime, bro.
Never heard of this before.
In World War II, they just made every Japanese person go into a camp because they were scared of espionage. And then they fucking got good at baseball. And then Shohei Ohtani signs the largest sports contract in North American history, dude. Sometimes you got to take reparations in your own hands, dude.
And that is Look at what this he shit. Did. Hell yeah.
Look at that, dude. The fucking
I've never even heard of it. Go to all. See, when did this come out?
2007, man.
2007?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Up, look at that. 2007.
Okay. We watched this in history class.
Oh, your history teacher was hung the fuck over.
Oh, yeah, dude. Coming down from coke, probably, that he just snorted that morning.
Man, we watched Cinderella Man. Remember that?
That's
one of my favorite movies. I even corrected the teacher on it because she tried to say Henry Lewis was Joe Lewis. I was like, no, man, I'm sorry, but that's not Joe Lewis.
Can't let that slide.
Yeah, you can't disrespect Joe Lewis like that. It's one of the best boxers in the world.
Yep.
Speaking of boxing, you saw Deontay Wilder got knocked the fuck out last
For real?
Night. Yeah, horribly,
who?
Man. It was that dude. What was that dude? Zhang something?
The Russian guy?
Zhang Zijun?
Yes, man, dude, he knocked him out horribly.
I just made that name up.
Okay, hold on.
ZZ.
Dude, it's some. See, look right there.
I almost got him.
Yeah, you were close, but dude, he knocked his ass out. Man.
No.
What?
Deontay Wilder.
Dude, he made him turn his back. And then as soon as he turned his back, he came back around and he just met him at the same time. And that was it.
Come on, man.
And yeah, man. I didn't even know he was fighting last night. That's crazy. I should have known that.
And Kevin Holland broke that guy's arm.
Oh, snapped it in half.
Dustin Poirier lost.
Oh, man. At the last second, you saw that, what was that, that little scoop? I don't know if they call it the baseball scoop, but he got him, and he fell on the ground, spin around, straight into that guillotine.
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
Horrible.
Isn't that the dude, is the Islam the one that retired after he beat Conor McGregor?
No, that's Khabib.
But he's Khabib is his trainer, like his main trainer.
Oh, yeah.
Khabib is not coming back.
He won't come back?
No.
His mom asked him to retire. So he did. And he never lost.
Yeah, he fought like 10 times.
He had like 27 fights.
He did?
Undefeated.
I think so.
Let's see.
Damn. I thought he fought like
that. That Islam guy is 26-1 now.
26-1. Who beat him?
I don't even know who beat him. 29-0.
Damn.
29, no losses.
Yeah, he's a GOAT, dude.
He is. Oh, shit. Look at that.
Well, John Jones is also GOAT shit.
Jones ain't never lost.
He just had one DQ, which counts as a loss. But, I mean, he did because the 12-6 elbow or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Islam.
But, fuck, dude.
26 and only one loss.
Who did he lose to? Let's see that, dude. That was a good question, man.
Yeah, I want
to
see that, too.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's see. What he... Dustin Poirier. No.
That was yesterday.
Come on, y'all. Tell me his loss.
Just click through the years.
Yeah.
It'll eventually show a loss. It'll probably be earlier on in his career.
Yeah, let's go to 2015 and see. No news. Whooping ass.
Cancel.
Whooping ass. Man, I don't know what they're talking about. When is it? Yeah, he's been beating ass.
It might not be UFC.
Yeah, it's probably.
Oh, damn.
Because there's no way that one dude fought 29 times in the UFC.
Oh, yeah, Khabib.
Oh, he lost to this guy.
Adriano he did lose Martins. It. I mean, he did lose it.
First round knockout.
Damn.
Maybe Khabib did do all 20. That dude, but that wasn't. How? What they say he was 20. That wasn't 26 fights, though, was it?
Didn't look like it.
Yeah.
He had like 26 canceled fights.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that a lot. But stuff happens.
Hell yeah. So Wilder got beat. Islam is coming back.
And Sean Strickland knocked out. Or not, he didn't knock him out, but he beat up Paulo Costa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Paulo Costa was like ranked number 7 in the welterweight division.
And what's
Sean Strickland is number 1 under the champion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who's the champion?
The dude that Duplessis.
Yeah, Duplessis.
Oh, he just beat
Sean Strickland.
Oh, okay.
It was a close fight though. It was really close.
It was close, and now he won this one, so he'll probably get a rematch next time.
He should, man. I mean, who else is Adesanya? Strickland beat Adesanya. I don't even think he's fighting anytime soon.
Yeah, not for a little bit. He said he's going to train and get back in there. Yeah, but what happened? Who else? Somebody else won and started twerking. That was something. Forgot who that person was. You didn't see that? Nobody saw that.
Girl guy?
No, it was some lady. She won. Mm-hmm. Started, throwing it down for that win. So that's good.
That win.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
You gotta celebrate. You gotta celebrate. And that is how you do it. Hell yeah.
Brandon, you think Caitlin Clark's gonna like find her step in the WNBA and the Fever are gonna win some games this season? Or what, dude?
Yeah, I hope so. Nobody hurts her from all these fouls.
Yeah.
Because I don't really follow up on the WNBA that much, but I have
nobody
been seeing
does, yeah.
But I have been seeing them fouls. And like somebody was yelling at her and straight up boom, bumped her. So
yeah, she's getting baptized to the pros. Yeah,
if she can handle the baptization and getting that water
baptism
and not drown the baptism and not drown then if she can float to the top, she can do it. So it's all on her. The toughness. It's the real test. Like going into the prison, right?
Yep.
Prison. Going in them cells. Somebody test you.
Like Rambo, dude.
Yep.
You got to survive
Rambo
out there.
Shit, man. They tried to cut his hair. He wasn't going for that. He whooped everybody's ass, man.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. And he was the fittest, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
So and just like we're going to be tonight on Warzone.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We're fucking.
We're throwing up. Let's set it at 2 dubs. We're only playing for an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
We both got to be to work.
Yeah. New job. That I won't say the name of that establishment. Hell no. They don't want to be associated with this filthy production, dude.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
You guys got to start being nicer or something.
Yeah, us. You did the shit you just said.
Yeah. What, dude? I was talking about, I don't even remember. This dude just fucking talked about how Garfield is like a metaphor for
just speaking the truth.
Not having a dad,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't mean to put you back in that headspace.
He came in today and he was like, "Watch that new Garfield movie." And he starts shaking his head. I'm sitting there cooking and shit. I'm like, "Yeah, how was it?" He was like, "It's crazy, man. It was really dark."
Yeah.
He's almost like his voice, he's losing his voice while he's talking about it. And I'm like, "Damn, dude, you care so much."
You do.
Yeah. Thought it was going to be a family fun time. Yeah. But nah, man, it's therapy, you know? Damn.
That's not what you came there for.
Hey, no. It's not what you wanted to see.
No.
But it might have been what you needed to see.
Mm.
I got to start going to Olive Garden or something.
Yep.
What?
Because they had, the branded foods on there too. So they had an Olive Garden tray and all that stuff.
Oh, product. Yeah. See, it's taking over. During the UFC fights last night, they're talking about Bad Boys Forever.
Bad Boys Forever.
Dustin Poirier and Islam Makhachev. Are in the middle of a round, dude.
Machiavelli.
Yeah, dude. Dom doesn't need it. It doesn't even need to fight the guy. His last name beats his ass, dude. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't even try to say people's names like this.
These people, dude. Russians?
Anybody who has a name. Yeah, Russian names are hard. Unless it's Igor. Or.
Yeah. Fedor.
It's always Fedor. It's always V's in there.
Vlasnak.
Nurmagomedov.
Mm-hmm.
Nurmagomedov.
Kalichnikov.
Isn't it crazy how like they're such tough guys, but they're so bad at war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the worst at war.
War does take intelligence.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
But you could just strategy. But you just as long as you have a couple smart ones, you can throw these motherfuckers in any situation. They're just like, oh, all right.
They will. True. You're right. But all the famous scientists and shit, they're German. Mm. They're British, maybe. You know, Stephen Hawking, he was British.
Asian.
Stephen Hawking, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Asian scientist.
Okay.
Asians are just good at everything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Besides growing.
Beyond.
But they overcame that with science. Look at Yao Ming.
Yeah.
They just got the two tallest people to fuck, and they're like, dude, the Punnett square, it's adding up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be tall.
Hell yeah.
Brandon, if you could be any height, what would you be?
Ooh.
I feel like you could be like 4'5".
Nah, man. I'd be like 6'8".
Say you would do 6'8"?
Yeah,
that's
six
too much.
Eight.
That's too big,
or
man.
Or 6'6".
That's the devil.
Okay, 6'5" is the lowest.
No, you take 6'8". If you want to be 6'8", 6'8". Because you'd be in the NBA, right?
No.
At least he's honest.
I don't know.
If you play as good as they said, and then you're 6'8", you'd probably be in the NBA.
All right, you know, maybe, especially because then I'd be definitely dunking.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in there dunking,
I feel like you would be 6'8" and couldn't dunk.
Oh man,
for sure, a hard layup
man.
Though.
Yeah,
he'd be the hardest layup.
The rim would just stuff you every time.
And layups are already hard.
I thought you were a beast, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm good with them layups and stuff, man.
You are?
Yeah, I'm good with my layups. I get them 2 and 3 shots.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we miss a couple shots. Everybody miss some shots.
They're either worth two or three, man.
You'll see, though.
Unless
you'll
it's
see.
A free throw.
I'll let you see on the court.
Me and Brandon versus JJ and Lumbra.
Yeah. He leaves it all out there, man.
He does.
He doesn't. I mean, dude, he fucking leaves a slick spot on the court. You'll slip right over it.
Yeah.
He'll cross you up with fucking biology, dude.
Yeah. I need a
sweat.
Headband. I'm getting a headband.
Profuse.
Getting a headband.
Yeah.
Gonna go to academy. Bryce gonna hook me up.
Did you do that thing to your hair? I see you trying to.
Yep.
You trying
to
do it, right?
Yeah, I bought a sponge, the Bow Wow sponge, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little Bow Wow?
Yeah, that Bow Wow twist thing. Mm. Trying it.
And next time, Mike, the one who'll be lining you up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's who lines me up now.
Nah.
So he's gonna hook me up, right?
Yeah. Yep. I'm lining you up nice with a straight. With a straight, okay. Instead straight. Of that curving. Yeah.
Can't use a gay razor, dude. Only a straight razor.
Does he use straight razors? Straight razors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to use it.
He'll put you some spray. He'll put you some spray in your shit and make my bald spot go away for a night.
For a night, yeah.
I need one of those.
That's when you go into the yellow rose, dude. You got to get that spray on there. The Flex Seal or whatever it is.
Dude, we tried to go to a strip club last night after we left. Because we went out to Red Zone, met up with Scott. then went
end
to
End Zone.
Yeah, End Zone, met up with Scott, then went to Moody's and was there for like just a couple minutes. And then Scott was like, Scott and Charlie both were fucked up, so they were like going home. Me and Alex was like, well, we'll drop Charlie off and then take a swing by it. But luckily we didn't, because I didn't want to spend that much money. And we got in there, and there was 10 people trying to get in. Now, I'm not going to say what color they are, but they were arguing a lot.
We know. And
what color are they, Brandon?
It's black.
But look, so it's like 5 girls up there, 5 guys, and they're trying to get in. They just need your ID and a pay.
To the strip club?
Yeah, to pay. They all were paying in cash, clearly. Cash. You know what I mean? So they go up there, and then like the women go, they come back, and then the worker's like, hey, I need your ID to 2 dudes in the back. And like they hear her, but they're just on their phones like this. And they're like, hey, I need your IDs. I need your ID, said 3 times. And his boy said to him, like, hey, we need your ID. And I'm thinking he ain't 21. That's why he didn't want to give up his ID. But he hears him. He looks back down on the phone and slowly pulls it out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Give him your ID. Pay for whatever you. Why are you holding up this whole fucking line? But it was a blessing in disguise. And then they were like, the women have, after that, the worker got his ID. The woman was like, I need your ID back in the back. And then all the women were like, you already have my ID. You don't have mine. I ain't got to give you no. I was like, well, I'm just, me and Alex look at each other, we're just leaving. It's just no, you're not even going to get in there. But it was good because I didn't have to spend no money. That's I spent that money on a haircut. You got to see this fucking line.
Yeah. Looks nice.
Yeah,
looks
it does.
Nice. It's thanks, good.
Thanks,
man.
I really appreciate that.
Hell yeah. That's a damn shame.
I'm going to take JJ to my barber. Could you imagine him with the straightest lineup?
What are you talking about, man?
I'd like to see it.
I'm never getting a haircut ever again, dude. I'm going to just let it grow out.
You're going to be the, okay, I can't say what you do. But I was about to say it with a mullet.
It just grows like that, you know? I didn't choose it.
It just grows in all white trash like that?
Yeah, damn. Dude, it doesn't grow on the sides. It only grows in the back, dude.
It's a good style.
What time we on?
We are at 45 minutes on the dot, or about to be 46.
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude. Same age as Dom. That's crazy.
I know.
Fuck y'all.
I don't know. Yeah,
I'm a young, spry fellow. Yeah. I felt like we did 30 minutes on Garfield.
I feel like we talked about Garfield like for at least 25 minutes, dude.
At least. Was it 25?
Something around that, yeah. Okay. Around that. Garfield, yeah. Crazy.
I'm sorry, Brandon. It's okay, dude.
No. We're good now. It's just, damn, guys.
We went to
Stardome.
Stardome. That was fun. And now Brandon has a new favorite comedian.
Man, he was really good. I'll give him that. Jim Brewer. Because, listen, man, he was crazy. Like, the stuff that was happening, I wasn't ready for it. It was like watching Jerry Lewis times steroids and all that other shit. It was crazy.
Just like that.
Dude.
It was just like that. I just didn't know Brandon was a staunch Republican.
Brandon has no idea what he said and whatever.
Could you say a joke that he said?
Dude, the only thing I remember is him going like, like just going crazy. Be like,
yeah, but you probably saw people like that in your classes all the time.
Okay, yes, I did. Classes in the bus station. But
the short bus station.
Yes. Both of them. Man, they were all over the place.
I'm just kidding, man. It was killing me that you liked him that much. That was the best part of the whole night.
Because he was crazy. It was just the way he was acting was like.
Whenever he'd do one of his acting, he would do some stuff like.
Yes, like.
And then
that.
Brandon was like. He was hitting the table. He couldn't control himself.
Yeah, man, that was good.
I feel like that's a lot darker than the Garfield movie, to be honest, but because that's real life shit.
Yeah. I would listen. Some of them, I was like, damn, that's weird. But then we did hit himself in the back or something. I'm like, okay, I like the slapstick.
I like this Joe Biden impression where he just walked off the stage.
I liked his gun joke. He was like,
oh, yeah.
He was like, I've never owned a gun or thought about owning a gun until 2020.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I need 50 of these. I feel all that. It was fun. Jonah got second.
Yeah.
You know who the guy who got first?
Daniel something. He's from Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Michael something?
I don't know. I have no clue. I came in there late on him, so I just seen half of it. But he was killing. But Jonah, let me tell you about the boy Jonah. He fucking smacked him.
He did.
On that big stage, and it wasn't like everybody was doing good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a easy crowd. Yeah, it wasn't. You had to go get them. And he did good. What's my man's name? The Jewish one? Dark skin.
Red jacket. I know who you're talking about. What was it?
I thought he did like
after Nagin. Matt Nagin.
Yeah, Matt. I thought he did really good.
He did.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I thought he was funny. Who else they have? Who got second with Jonah?
That mom?
Yeah, the mom. I don't know her name.
The light-skinned lady from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She did good.
Mika something.
Mika, yeah.
Mika Carey, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you could tell me anything. I'm firing shots
in the dark here, dude. No racial.
Now you remember that one? Kato.
No, listen. Kato Kalin, if you don't know who he is, he was like O.J. Simpson's roommate.
He was.
Right? And he was like, he got called to the stand and all this stuff. So he was big in the trial. He comes around every once in a while to talk about O.J. and shit. And I guess he does stand up. And he opened up with like 7-8 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Him back in the day, I did not know he had that fucking Eileen Wuornos haircut. Oh my gosh.
He had like the strongest face in the world.
No, Angelina Jolie has the strongest
face. No, like his face is stronger.
No, Angelina Jolie's face could cut glass, dude. This fucking guy, he's just got a wide ass. He does have a wide ass, like, jaw.
Yeah.
Damn.
God, he's like Brad Pitt, if everything.
That's what I was thinking. Like, once upon a time in Hollywood.
They're probably the same age.
Maybe.
And look at them now. Go to the now picture.
Where are they now? The Stardome in Birmingham.
Yep, that's.
He was a nice guy.
His energy was great.
Yeah, his energy was great, but, yeah.
Dude, when he was talking to that Asian girl in the front.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that was just crowd work or that's part of his act, but he went in on that Asian girl for what?
His wife is Chinese or something.
Oh.
His wife is of Asian descent. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Said
remember the other girl that he tried to get to stand up? He was like, with the sleeveless shirt? How about you stand up and turn around in front of the audience?
That was, yeah.
What happened? What'd she do?
She didn't stand up.
I think she just pretended like she wasn't there.
And then the dude in the back was like saying something. He's like, what, those three gay dudes in the back? What up? Or something like that.
It's like, yeah, get a drink on his tab. Or he's gay, but I don't know.
Wasn't he messing with somebody's like mom, too? I think because somebody was talking to somebody's mom, and then the dude was like, that's my mom. And he's like, oh, okay.
No, it was her. He was messing with the lady who does comedy in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like asking where her husband was and said something about.
I thought that was Cassio, though.
Oh yeah, that was probably
that was Cassio because he was eating a burger.
Dom bought a bucket of beer. I don't remember, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just remember that.
They chugged that first one. I was like, all right.
I like limes.
Mm. Yeah, okay, so good. That's how we get you drunk. Just some shit with limes in it.
Yeah, dude, I love limes.
What the fuck?
Like when I go to a Mexican restaurant, I'll just eat the limes by themselves.
Really?
Dude. I love them. When I was a kid, I used to drink lemon juice. Just like out of the thing, like the little lemon bottle. I love it, dude.
You just squirt a little bit?
No. Drink the bottle, dude. I love it. It would fuck my stomach up, dude, but I love it, man. I love citrus.
So you're a sour guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So you love Sour Patch Kids, Warheads?
I don't like gummies, though.
What about Warheads?
Warheads are okay. They're just, the point of a Warhead, though, is just to be sour. Like, it's not supposed to taste good, I don't feel
It tastes good at the end because you... Yeah.
I like the sour Skittles.
Ugh.
The green bag?
Fuck, that's nasty.
Those are good.
I hate sour shit, though. I don't dislike sour shit, but like shit like that, Warheads and then the sour Skittles that have that stuff on the outside, it's like, ugh.
The sour powder.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
I like that a lot.
So good.
I like the sour spray they used to have.
Oh, my gosh. That was good. Yep. Sour slime.
Didn't have the toxic slime?
Yep.
Yeah, I never had it, but I knew it was good.
It's too much, though. You'd be like, ugh, this is just sugar, sticky sugar.
It's green sludge.
Yeah.
Oh. As a candy in like a biohazard barrel thing. It's like toxic sludge.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm a rebel.
You're a rebel.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I wear DC shoes and big shorts, bro.
We know your little short ass wearing that.
Oh, dude, these are the shortest shorts I have. Jesus I wore them Christ. Just for the podcast today, dude. Yeah, 3.5-inch inseam.
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
Dude, big ass shorts look dumb.
No, they don't.
Nah. I mean,
Not Jake,
when
not
Jake Muncy
big.
Pulls up with those shorts that look like loose fitting capris, that shit is insane. Big shorts are not cool.
The cargo shorts.
Short shorts are in style, dude.
They don't have to be that short, though.
Dude, hey, man, when you got quads like these, brother, they're going to be short regardless.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. I just realized with that part. If you got some good quads and you can wear some shorts like that.
So you're saying JJ should keep on wearing his.
You see
his.
The teardrop right there, Brandon?
Okay.
You see that, dude?
Yeah, I see what's going on.
He sees what's going on, dude. He gets it.
Like my, man.
You wear short shorts?
Used to. But it was because I was big. Like, I remember my first basketball game. They only had one pair of shorts left for me. And they were like all the way up here because I was big.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have my size. So, I mean, that time I wore it. And then sometimes I would wear those, like, short ones for wrestling. And then, like, if I trained in MMA, I'd have, like, a really short. But the other than that, nah.
No, just I'm talking about walking around, going
walking
to the store.
Walking
around. I've never seen. Nah. Have you ever seen you in shorts? One time.
Nah.
Brandon doesn't really wear shorts.
I don't wear shorts.
Nah, I got to buy more.
I almost only wear shorts, dude.
You will wear shorts and a hoodie, right?
Yeah.
See, I do that sometimes. I know it's but y'all like you'll go further with white people because y'all wear it with like socks with no, slides with no socks.
Duh, in the cold. Dude, I'm always wearing socks.
Oh yeah.
I hate taking my socks off.
And you had to do it for Pat to go get a big whiff of that on the Doom show. Shout out Shenanigans.
Yeah, shout out Shenanigans. But they made me get the dogs out, dude, and I was not a fan. I didn't like doing that, but I did it for the show.
I wanted him to get down on mine because I knew it would smell like corn chips. And oh, it was rough.
Damn.
JJ, you would have quit if you had to do that one, would you?
Yeah, I hate feet, man.
Yes, you hate feet.
I hate feet. I hate men. I hate open toe. I don't want to see anybody's feet, man or woman.
Hmm.
The foot fetish people, you know, good for y'all. It's actually foot fetishes come from a lack of maturity in the brain because the two areas that control balance and pleasure are right next to each other. And if your brain isn't fully developed, those never separate. So, you know, I'm not saying you're dumb if you like feet, but you have a brain that isn't fully developed. And that's all I'm going to say.
Damn, man. You know I like
feet. Hey, and that's cool, Brandon. You got documentation and
damn,
shit.
He
man.
Said that's cool, but you are simple-minded. That's what he said.
That's not what I said. It's what I implied heavily. Nah, man, but look at somebody like Jake, dude.
Yeah.
He's trying to say he's not a foot guy anymore.
No,
yeah, you don't. It just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
It's not something. It's irreversible, man.
Mm-hmm. You just like him.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that until like I was like 28 about people being in the feet and shit like that.
I think that, I mean, I always.
It's always been around, but you know, you never like met somebody, I would say, until I was like, yeah, well into my 20s. I'm like, you like feet?
Sucking toes was always like a joke.
Yeah, I heard
like,
about that.
Like you'd say like, oh, you suck toes or whatever.
Used to hear
but
those.
People like that, man. And
I
people
sucked a toe
buy
with two.
Used socks.
I have
here.
Sucked a toe
you
with
have?
Two. Yeah.
How was it?
I
was
could
it
never,
good?
Man.
Yeah. It's certain kind of feet that I lick on them.
I would rather eat somebody's ass than suck their toe.
Oh, no, man. That's worse. You get that. Ugh.
Well, you got to make sure the ass is clean. I licked the ass too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it was 100%.
I'll hose it out first. But the foot, I don't care if you just got like a pedicure and
what?
Took a shower. Oh. I would never, dude. That's disgusting, bro. It's disgusting.
Really?
You wouldn't even lick them?
Nah, man.
Man.
I'd rather lick a shoe.
You missing out.
No, man.
You're missing out.
That's
man.
Insane, dude. That's insane. You stand on those.
Would you lick a shoe? I mean, not a shoe, but a foot?
Yes.
You have?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. One time.
How quick he said that.
Yeah, because... like, you ain't gonna lick my
up.
Foot. And I was like, yeah, where was it?
Well, maybe don't want
to. Oh, you didn't like do it in that.
This was a man?
Passion.
No, it wasn't a man. It was a girl, of course. She was like, you ain't gonna lick my foot. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah.
Take, I'll do. Lick somebody's foot, but I'm not gay, dude.
Nah, not no dude's foot. It was a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but you never like did it in the heat of passion, like grabbed her toe and start gnawing on a little bit.
No. No, not yet. Not yet.
This nigga Ace, bro. Bro, I don't know if I text him back. I got to text him back. He said, I just wake up. I don't even know when. I think it was Saturday morning because I was tired of shit. So I slept all fucking day after I got off work on Friday. And then I just wake up to Don't judge a girl's pussy by what her pussy lips look like. This is a message from Uncle Abe. Something like that, I swear to God.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was saying. He was like, just because a pussy looks like it's good doesn't always mean it. Or he could have been talking about the vice versa. I don't know. I need to dig deeper.
You ever play out a scenario in your head that hasn't happened yet?
Uh-huh.
But just like an imaginary thing? I was doing this thing. I was like, maybe I should ask Dom for an open mic. We should write each other a 5-minute set. Brand new shit. And I was thinking about jokes that I would write. And this one that I thought of is kind of related to that. It's like, you know what PCOS is? Like a woman who has PCOS, like nah. Ovarian cyst.
Okay.
Like little bumps on the ovaries. Uh-huh. Like textured pussy. It has a different texture to it. It's like ribbed.
Uh-huh.
I was going to write a joke about that. I don't know how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones where I can just see like the audience face and they're just like cringing and they just hate their life, dude. And those are my favorite.
That'd be a good idea, though. Just like Weekend Update, but what? Stand up.
So you say like rib, like when you touch it, like feel like.
Like little bumps, dude. Like, you ever seen a pair of shoes and on the bottom they got all those little circular bumps?
Oh, yeah.
At the hospital and shit?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Like that. I don't. Yeah.
You use them for your circulation?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, pressure. I thought you were asking.
No,
he's like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why I was thinking like a blind dude with that bristle stuff. What are those things?
Braille? Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like a
braille. It's kind of like that, but it's more like, you know, like on a fast food soda on the top where you push it in?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Damn. That's rough, man.
I don't know if that's actually what it's like, but that's what I'm imagining in my head.
It's got to hurt.
It's like.
You ain't never had rib condoms for her pleasure?
Huh?
Ribbed condoms.
Ribbed. Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. But,
not barbecue ribs, dude.
No, the little ribs on them.
Yeah.
Nah, you just get the bear skin, huh?
Oh, my bad, bro.
Okay.
Mr. Bear Skin over there.
Yeah, get that. The bear skin raw.
You guys still use condoms?
Oh, yeah, man. You always got to be safe out here. You got to be protected.
Yeah. That's good for you guys.
I'm too young to have a mini Brandon.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
Way too young.
You don't need a kid, dude.
Yeah.
No.
At least wait.
Wait in 10 years.
I mean, if you can. Sometimes things happen. You know, you can't do it. Especially here, you can't do anything about it. You just got to go along with it or you will go to jail.
God will, dude. That's a lesson, dude. Buy condoms.
Yeah.
It's way cheaper. I feel like I'm going to somehow get in trouble for saying that. But I would, dude, having sex without a condom in this economy, dude, bold move, man.
But you know, girls get the fucking thing in their arm and can't have kids for like 3 years.
Yeah, and it works, but sometimes it doesn't, dude.
Yeah.
What if it breaks? What if it shifts a centimeter to the right?
You got
to
trust in that.
All right, I
don't trust in science, dude.
I trust.
Look where that got some people, man.
15.
Who?
Trusting in science, dude? Yeah. Never, dude. Never.
It's just science.
Look at the people that trusted the banks, man.
Look at fucking Godzilla.
That's not science.
Look at Godzilla, dude.
Scientific fucking movies.
Look at that.
They believed in it. Then they got a fucking big ass monster to fuck them up, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's science.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He made a great point. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself, dude.
Yeah. So Godzilla's your example.
Look at Contagion. Look at COVID.
Wait, what was that movie?
Man.
That was a good movie, Contagion.
What was that movie from the 90s that predicted COVID? You remember the one with the monkey and everybody got sick and they had to like...
That's Contagion.
Oh, no, that's Hot Zone. Is that... That's Hot Zone?
You're talking about with Matt Damon, right?
Maybe.
And Gwyneth Paltrow's banging... Banging somebody else and she from China or something?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
right.
I think that's called Hot Zone.
No, that's not Hot Zone.
Let me see. I'll search it up.
I don't know.
That's definitely Contagion.
Contagion is the
new
one.
I think it was Outbreak.
No, it's not. Contagion is in the... Go look at it.
The newer one.
It might be... Yeah, it is Outbreak. It is Outbreak.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah, that movie.
Oh, no. That's not the one.
Look up Contagion.
Contagion
was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was scary, dude.
Contagion. Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that looks fucked up.
Yeah, see? Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow. Ooh,
I've never seen this.
They got my girl, Kate Winslet in there. Oh, and her. From Dark Knight Rises. She had that terrible death scene. And then, of course, Lawrence Fishburne. Huh?
How did she die?
Batman hit her.
Damn, Batman. Yeah. That's abuse.
Yeah. Batman kills a lady?
Yeah, kills her.
Like that's fucked up.
Hits her with a car.
How's he not going to kill anybody but just kill one girl? Then the Joker.
She's trying to ruin the world. She's trying to take over Gotham.
Damn.
Joker was just doing mischief. He was a silly guy. Like to joke around, kill little people.
I don't know, man. I still haven't seen the movie.
Pencil in somebody's face. Dude.
Yeah. No, it happens. We're having fun. We're goofing.
Silly goofy.
You almost did something like that.
I like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker where he murdered that guy with those scissors.
Oh, yeah. He fucked him up.
And the little dude was trying to latch the door, and he comes over and just opens it.
Damn.
You always were good to me.
How crazy is it? I've been thinking about seeing it, but I'm like,
the Joker?
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
Nah, man, because I was like, that's not like 5 years
ago. Because whenever I watched it, it was too much. Everybody was hyping it up, and it's a really good movie. But they were like, I mean, it's literally the comedian, or it's like the comedian and with Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese movie back in the day. It's pretty much that, but with the Joker.
I've never seen that one.
Dude, you know a good movie if you want to go back and watch an old good movie? Taxi Driver. You seen that?
Ooh, oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard of it. I haven't seen
it. Yeah, see, that was me for, I swear to God, till like 3 years ago.
Isn't he just like crazy?
I love that
crazy
movie.
Dude.
But a good, like Robert De Niro at his peak. That's acting right
Man,
here.
I've seen this so many
Didn't
times.
Didn't a video game come out of this?
Maybe. No. They had Scarface and like Godfather, but never this
I
one.
I think right? there was a movie or a
But he's
game
legit.
Called Taxi.
He's legit Man. An insane person.
This was...
In the most beautiful way. He plays it so well. He must have hung out with like fucking a whole bunch of...
He must have won some open mics or something.
Dude, he did perfect.
I know a guy that dresses like that.
Look up the comedian with Jerry Lewis. This is what the Joker is based off of.
You said Jerry Lewis?
Yeah. Go to all.
You said
all. Oh, shit. Yeah, never mind. This ain't going to come.
Wait, I could do the comedian with Robert De Niro. Movie. Is that what it is?
Just put movie. There. Damn sure ain't no 2010.
Okay, hold on. Let me do the 80s. Let me do Robert De Niro in the 80s. Because I forgot he did a lot of comedian movies.
Is that not the name of the movie?
Let's see. I'll put down 1980. Okay, so this.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, the King of Comedy.
King of Comedy. That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I've never seen somebody look more like they touch kids than that guy.
Damn, man. Yep. There we go.
Yeah, he has an infatuation with Jerry Lewis, the King of Comedy.
Damn.
He wants to be a stand-up and shit so bad. I kind of loses his shit.
There's a lot of real-life people like this.
Yeah. You ain't lying.
Man, this might happen at the Comedy Mothership one day with somebody.
It's going to happen at us, stand up live with us.
It's going to happen at Shaq Nasty's Tuesday night.
$8 p.m. $50. Tell them.
$50 to the best set of the night and a potential spot on the upcoming showcase that we have where you can compete to win an even larger cash prize.
Ooh.
Oh, my god.
That
gosh.
Sounds like some fun. And on Tuesdays... Also, at the same time, you pick one, 7:30 signups, 8 o'clock at Enchantasy's, starting this Tuesday.
June 11th.
No, next Tuesday.
June 11th, my bad. I guess I should know things like this. But we got that one, too. And then Fat Sammy's on.
Wednesday, yep. We signups, 8 o'clock, starts at 8:30.
Boop. Peace, we're out.
I got to pee.
Hell yeah.
This shit.
I like all the Garfield.
Yeah, the Garfield shit is gonna fucking hit hard.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make it sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on the ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.